At this point, Ram said to Agastya Rishi, Ravana and Vali were certainly powerful heroes, but I feel that Hanuman's prowess exceeds both of them. Indeed, during my conquest of Lanka, it was Hanuman alone who enabled me to become victorious and thus recover Sita. I cannot properly express my debt to Hanuman, who is the best of my unalloyed servitors. O great sage, I still have some doubt, which I pray you may be able to dispel. Why is it that when there was enmity between Vali and Sugriva, that Hanuman himself did not vanquish Vali? I think Hanuman must not have been aware of his own prowess. Otherwise, how could he have stood by idly and watched Sugriva suffer? O foremost of rishis, you are the knower of all mysterious truths. Therefore, please explain the transcendental pastimes of Hanuman so that my doubts can be removed. At that time, Hanuman was also present in the assembly, and listening to the conversation, he experienced great transcendental bliss upon hearing Ram's statement. The great sage Agastya then answered, It is true that no one can equal Hanuman in strength, speed, or intelligence. However, it so happened that he forgot his actual prowess. And so now I will recount the story of his life and explain why. Hanuman was begot by Vayudeva through Anjana, the wife of Kesari, a monkey chief who used to reside on Mount Meru. After delivering the child, Anjana went to gather some fruit for him, and in her absence, the hungry baby started to cry. At that time, the sun began to rise. So when the baby monkey saw the luminous orange globe, he thought that it was a fruit. Suddenly, he sprang upwards to catch it. And when the demigod saw the son of Vayu flying swiftly through the air, they all became astonished. Whoa! Not even the mind or Garuda can move so fast. If this monkey shows so much ability as a mere baby, what will he be like when he grows up? Vayu then followed his son to protect him from the scorching heat of the sunshine. Then, as the baby monkey approached, Suryadev refrained from consuming him in consideration of his childish innocence and the future mission he would perform on behalf of Lord Ram. Thus, the son of Vayu was able to take his seat upon the chariot next to Surya. But just at that time, Rahu happened to come to attack the sun god. Instinctively, the baby monkey grabbed Rahu, but in the next moment, Rahu, the worst of the planetary controllers, slipped from his clutches. Rahu fearfully approached Indra and complained, Although I have been allotted the sun and moon as means for appeasing my hunger, it appears that my share has been appropriated by someone else. Just now, when I approached the sun god, I saw that another Rahu was attacking him. Indra was quite astonished to hear this, and he thus mounted his elephant Airavata and set out towards the sun. Rahu had already gone ahead, and when the son of Vayu saw him coming, he considered him to be a type of gigantic fruit, and so he sprang from Surya's chariot to catch him. Rahu immediately began to flee, crying out for Indra's protection. Thus the king of heaven, who approached from nearby, gave Rahu assurance. Then, when the hungry baby sighted Airavata, he took the elephant to be an enormous white fruit, and thus rushed towards him. When Indra saw the son of Vayu approaching, he immediately released his thunderbolt. The baby monkey crashed down on a mountain. He broke his jaw and thus gave up his life. This enraged Vayu, who then took his son and withdrew into a mountain cave. Vayu ceased acting as the air of respiration, and all living entities began to suffocate, their bowels and bladders becoming obstructed. With bloated bellies, the demigods hurriedly approached Lord Brahma, anxiously informing him of their plight. Lord Brahma spoke, "O celestials, it is due only to Vayu's anger that you are now suffering. Just try to understand the importance of the wind god. Although he has no perceivable material body, still he moves within the bodies of all created beings. Indeed, without the wind, a material body is no better than a block of wood. Therefore, I suggest that we all approach Vayudeva and pacify him for the welfare of the entire universe." Lord Brahma then led the demigods to Vayu's cave. The wind god was tormented by the death of his son, whose body he was still holding in his arms. After Vayu offered his obeisances, Lord Brahma affectionately placed his hand upon the baby monkey's head, and immediately he was brought back to life. Upon the revival of his son, Vayu resumed circulating within all creatures. Thus the living entities again became joyful. Lord Brahma then told the assembled demigods, "In the future, this child will act for your welfare. Thus, all of you should award him benedictions." Upon hearing the command of Lord Brahma, Indra took off his garland of lotus flowers and placed it around Hanuman's neck. Indra then declared, "Because of his broken jaw, this child will henceforward be known as Hanuman. He need no longer fear my thunderbolt, for he will be immune to its effects." And the sun god announced, "I hereby donate 1% of my brilliance to this Hanuman. Furthermore, I grant him full knowledge of the scriptures and benedict him with eloquent speech." Yamaraj said, "And I hereby grant Hanuman immunity from my rod of death and from all diseases." Kubera declared, "Let Hanuman be immune to my mace and never become tired in battle." Lord Shiva said, "I grant that Hanuman will never be killed by me or one of my weapons." And then Vishvakarma announced, "I award Hanuman the benediction that he cannot be killed by any weapon which I have manufactured." And then lastly, Lord Brahma said, "I grant Hanuman a long life, magnanimity, immunity to the Brahmastra, and immunity to the curses of Brahmanas." O Vayudev, this child will be able to change his form at will and shall be unconquerable. He will be able to travel wherever he likes and at any speed he chooses. In the future, he will perform glorious activities that will aid in the destruction of Ravana. Thus, Hanuman will become very pleasing to Lord Ram." The demigods then departed, and Vayu placed Hanuman under the care of his mother Anjana. After receiving so many benedictions, Hanuman was bursting with energy, and so he began acting fearlessly. Sometimes He even offended prominent rishis by interrupting their sacrifices and breaking their paraphernalia. While Hanuman indulged in these pranks, the rishis simply tolerated him, for they knew that he was immune to death from their curses, all due to the benediction of Lord Brahma. Kesari, Hanuman's foster father, and his natural father, Vayu, tried their best to discipline him. Still, Hanuman continued to transgress the bounds of propriety. The rishis thus became a little angered at him and declared, "Henceforward, you shall remain ignorant of your true prowess, and at the proper time, you will again become aware of your full potency." And thereafter, Hanuman began wandering through the forests in a peaceful mood. At this time, the king of the monkeys, Riksharaj, succumbed to death from old age. His eldest son, Vali, assumed the throne, while Sugriva became heir apparent. From childhood, Hanuman and Sugriva were best friends. However, when hostility broke out between the two brothers, Hanuman was unaware of his true prowess, and thus he did not help Sugriva fight Vali. Because of the ignorance of his great power, Hanuman became more interested in the cultivation of knowledge than the exhibition of force. In order to learn all areas of Vedic knowledge, Hanuman would follow the sun god the full distance from where he rises to where he sets. Hanuman would put forward innumerable questions, and eventually Hanuman became as learned in the Vedas as Brihaspati himself.